This is Senator Al Simpson. Congressional mailings are costing the taxpayers far too much. What does Ted Kennedy think? We'll face off in a moment. Ted, the very most important part of this job is to respond to written correspondence from our home states. I receive and respond to over 2,400 letters per month, and you get a ton more. It's absolutely nuts to think that the people outside of Washington would be void of information if Congress stopped sending its monthly newsletters. Two or three a year, sure. We have other resources to bring information from the Capitol to the rest of the country. Let them do their job and we'll do ours. We can start right now by spending less on puff piece newsletters and use that cash to fight the war on drugs. Senator Wilson was trying to knock some sense into the Senate the other day, and he read aloud a bumper sticker he spotted saying, "Do something about junk mail. Tell your congressman to quit sending it." What do you think of them apples, Ted?
Al, I give credit where it's due. The Republican proposal was a good idea. Congressional newsletters are top-heavy with abuse. They certainly shouldn't be mailed at taxpayer expense. It's no secret that the biggest abusers of congressional junk mail are senators running for re-election, followed closely by House members. They run for re-election nonstop, and their newsletters run nonstop, too. The newsletter industry has become a promiscuous way of life for too many of us, a devious maneuver by incumbents to gain unfair advantage at a taxpayer expense. The insidious practice now costs taxpayers $45 million a year. When funds are scarce and other needs are urgent, those dollars can be put to far better use. The Senate was right to give up its addiction to newsletters and earmark the funds for the war on drugs. So far, so good, Al. But what of all the other abuses in campaign financing? If you're for this reform, how about tackling them, too? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.